The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
We are back.
No, back.
We are back. 935 BC.
You have the right to free speech.
Some of my favorite regulars today. I think,
you're not dumb enough to actually try it.
I think we tried it. Today, the return of Kaylee Horton, Logan Mihalko, who I think we're going to do another episode with Logan. I think we got him lined up here. So look forward to that. I mean, I'm talking in a row. What do they call it? Contiguous Logan episodes. And a man I'm happy to have back in the studio. It's been too long, and it hasn't been that long. Because we love him that much. The Jared Helfer. Jared Jira Helfer on some social media. I can't remember if Kaylee put her @. And Logan, well, he's an egg on most social media. So, hard to find. But Logan Mihalko. Anyway, it's all in the title? Wow. Could not think of the word title. Look them up. The guys are in. The girls are in. And it was a good one. We have an unofficial sponsor for today. Today's unofficial sponsor, Old Ivory Stuff. I'm going to talk about soap, guys. You know, the precious ivory. You see, you want old ivory because new ivory is passé. As we discuss later. It's weird, though. We give it a pass, right? Like, I was in a window shopping in a gun store the other day, and they had a full-size lion in there, stuffed. Obviously, not a real lion. I mean, it was a real lion. Now it's just a shell of an old lion. But the point being is, I was, holy crap. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a ballsy move, right? I mean, they're a gold chain with the word Cecil on it, short of really shouting. But we're okay with it because it's an old dead lion, guys. Somebody's grandpa killed that lion. And that's why today's show is brought to you by Old Ivory. Let the blood be on someone else's hands. But don't stop yourself from having nice things. Do you like, I don't know, figurines, pianos, jewelry, miniatures? I think you do. Hey, and what about a cool ivory knife handle? Shout out logo. Old Ivory, because it should be going up in value. I think that's about it for Old Ivory. Oh, it's a beautiful day here in Pennsylvania. I don't know how it is where you is, but summer is a-coming. People are taking their masks off, which is interesting, by the way. You see, Fauci, obviously, y'all know, says, if you got a vaccine, you don't need a mask. And I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist here, but the government during this whole pandy has done a few things to motivate people indirectly, if you know what I mean. Right? At first, they told us no masks because they wanted to save masks. Smart thinking. Because we don't need panic on masks. What we need is a government decides who gets them. Right? But now, if you don't have, or if you have the vaccine, you don't have to wear a mask. I mean, sure, you can spread the disease still, as they said. But now you probably can't. And this way, people who haven't got the mask don't have it. Wait. People who have the mask, yes, that's right, have a little bit of a scarlet letter. Am I right? Let's get people motivated. For shame, wearing your mask in public. I don't know. I think a lot of people will probably still wear it, even who have vaccinated. People love, I don't know, some kind of false security, I guess. I mean, it's not false security. People like any additional security. How about that? So there will be probably vaxxed people who still wear it. But you get what I'm saying. Scarlet letter style. Anyway, today was great. We talked Well, you know, I'm not going to tell you what we talked about. Let's get into today's episode. I am the Walrus with Kaylee Horton, Jared Helfer, and Logan Mahalko.
Or is that what the government wants you to think?
What's what?
Water. I could think water.
You wearing clothes.
There is a pitcher of water to the right-hand side of the sink. Cool. You know where that's at? Upstairs? Yeah. Sorry.
What a beautiful Claire. Cup of ice this is.
Wow, he really did come prepared.
The lengths he goes to like he's, know what's
no,
going
on. No, this
on.
Is smart. He's got like his own miniature bar. He's got the big chill of Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The full cup of ice.
Yep.
Two bottles of Sprite.
Yep.
It's like that exclusive.
And I'm assuming whiskey inside the bag. Yes. What do you think?
For sure.
I don't know.
Honey
it
whiskey?
Could be anything. It's like Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah. I assume the whiskey is dead.
Yeah, it's like an exclusive bar, like that bar that... The Game of Thrones, like Hodor plays it. Like it's
the
like
game
this...
of bars.
The
no,
game
no,
of
no.
bars.
Like he's like a DJ and he plays in front of like 12 people underground.
Is
in
that a
that
thing?
Club in Britain.
I don't believe it is.
Wow, that's hyper specific.
The most.
I have no idea.
Like I.
There's
agree?
Like a Vice article about it.
It has to be a thing because it's so specific. Oh, the man himself, Logo.
Logo.
Hey,
Logo Mahogo.
That is me.
All the way from Elwood City.
Yep, that is where I come from.
I dig Elwood. I like small towns, man.
It's neat, right?
I can tell you this about Elwood. I went to a dive bar because I was supposed to... Well, I did do a show with Logan up there.
And I know.
And the dive bar adjacent was where I wanted to like look at my note cards. You know, I don't want to like... They had carpet on the walls, and it was a smoking bar.
Yep.
Oh, how crazy is that?
That's insane.
Dude, that says something about Elwood City.
That is insane. You have
brown carpeted walls and smoking inside.
Maybe the bar twists at night.
It just
like
spins.
During the day, it spins. It becomes like I don't know.
All the people.
A yoga studio.
What is the function of wall carpet? I don't understand.
I sound. Don't sound, and that's
like,
it.
Live bands.
Also, like, it's extremely cheap, but sound for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
You feel it.
Yeah.
Right, for texture.
Yeah,
not only that,
texture.
But they had a trophy room when you entered the bar, before you went into the bar, and it had, like, all the people who, like, got drunk at the bar's trophies.
Oh, that's fun.
How fun
that's
is that?
Cool.
That's
I like
pretty
that.
Sweet.
That's
really cool, right?
Probably.
This is the town that Logan grew up in.
Yeah.
Elwood has... Okay, so Elwood... One time we figured it out. Elwood has, like, 9 fucking bars. Like an inordinate amount of bars for, like, the population.
That is a lot.
And 12 Italian, like, pizza places, like, all counted up.
That's about fair for Pennsylvania, though. Seems like there's pizza everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah, there is.
Two different hot dog shops. Like, okay. I don't know.
What's the population of Elwood?
Yeah.
Joined together.
How many people were in your graduating
Joined
class?
In my graduating class, it was 126.
Okay. 126 people
I'm
in your graduating
the population.
Class.
Yeah. Most of it is retirees, too.
So bedroom like, community, they call that.
That's why there's so many bars. It's all the old people.
I think it's the
depression
drunk.
Mostly.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think
Logan?
They go hand in hand.
Yeah, I did too.
Did you ever party down in Elwood City? I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, you're 21. Do you
7,000?
You don't seem like you probably go to the bars in Elwood
it's not
City.
That many, right?
7,600. That's crazy. That's so
small.
Baby.
Baby. But it seems like fun, and there's like a river that runs through it. So like,
but you literally
like
know everybody.
Shit to
there.
Do.
You
yeah,
know
pretty
that's
much.
Weird.
My dad,
yeah,
like,
that is weird. But
if I don't know him, like, they certainly know my dad.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like the first thing you get asked in Elwood is like, "Hey, what year did you graduate?" Mm. Like, if you didn't graduate from Elwood, you're treated different.
Mm.
yeah, that's
no,
funny.
It is like the community is like I like the place, but like I grew up there, so like I got an in, you know. But like I've seen them like new kids. Transfer to the school and nothing's wrong with them and they just like would get like ostracized and all of a sudden like oh we're making fun of so and so but
see that's so weird because in my school like the new kid everyone was really interested in because it was pretty
small
also
well I think it could go either way if you come in and you're like you come in hot you're cool then you're in if you're the weird new kid
yeah
it is over
that's true
like
You come in with no confidence at all.
Right.
Like a beaten dog.
Right. If you're hot or like are good at sports.
Or you're
like
just trying to reinvent yourself.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. But then you'll do well.
How hard is it to think of that when you're a kid? I've moved cities as an adult and I've not been able to reinvent myself. So.
And high school's so crazy too, because like it is the time in your life where you don't know who you are. So you're just trying on different hats. And you're like, maybe this fits. Maybe this is me. So you don't really have a sense of identity anyways, much less if you're jostled around from different friends and like different.
I never went through like a goth phase or like where I like changed my whole well, like
I just love you at goth. I love the concept. I love the goth
a concept album.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? It's me, like an all black.
I like that. That's what you think reinvention is. You're like, yeah, you either go goth or you just don't change.
Yeah, it's well, it's like punk. It seems like you change your clothes or something, like, but I never really did. It was just like, I don't know.
You never had like an awkward transition.
Oh, no, the whole time.
I'm currently, right now.
Yeah, no, I never figured
it out.
From
fetus until who knows.
Yeah, literally this month. Yeah,
I'm hoping it's next year.
Yeah, but I never, like, you ever go all goth or all punk?
I was a punk rocker for sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have an I'm against it attitude in life, so punk rock fit right in. And I was skateboarding and people were hating skateboarders at the time. It was just before Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, the video game, had made it okay. Because after that, like, the game was so fun that popular kids played the game.
Yeah, it wasn't dorky anymore.
And they were just like, but it is. I can imagine being able to do a kickflip. That'd be cool.
Yeah, you know? Right.
Right. Japan Air.
But before that, though, I mean,
did you stop skateboarding when like it became cool?
No, my goal was to skate until I was 24 and then quit, and I didn't make it. I think I made it to like 22, like skating every day. You know what I mean?
Damn, really?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, but
could
I
you skate now if you wanted to?
I can transport skate. You know what I mean? But I can I can haul ass on a skateboard confidently, but I'm not going to be doing anything like 50-50s or anything like that. Right. My bones are too old for that shit.
Like grind on like through traffic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So in punk rock and skateboarding went hand in hand, because there was actually literally skate punk. You know what I mean? So then
that was your scene.
Yeah. So, and then my buddies were in punk bands. My brother's buddies, actually. So we were all hanging out together anyway. Like, it's a small town, you know.
Yeah.
It's like 65 people in our graduating class. So like we know everybody. My older brother's friends and our friends are all the same groups. They're playing music, punk rock, and we're skateboarding at their shows and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
And we just like, trying to aggravate people who are different than us. Like, you know, it's so stupid. This young boys bullshit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep. I would like work with like some dude that skated. And he was like, what, 19 or something like that? And he'd always have a story where he'd go like, yeah, I was I'd go like, how was your weekend, man? And he'd go like, yeah, it was crazy. I got into a fight or something like that. And it would always go like, yeah, what'd you do? And it would always just be like, I was skating on some guy's lawn.
Right.
He's like, get the fuck off my lawn.
And you're like, it's America, man.
It's America.
Yeah,
fuck,
dude.
You can't do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, but in, like, every time, you did just have to go, like, that's crazy, man.
I can't believe it.
That's the truth, man. We were just out looking for trouble.
Yeah,
we weren't, I mean, we weren't bad people, I'd like to think, but we probably were bad people.
Yeah, skaters are into filmmaking.
We would steal, like, the donations from Goodwill from behind and then throw them into the city pool in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God.
So that people would have to go the next day at the beginning of work would have to dive and, like, retrieve sweaters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you guys were good at breaking bones. You guys seem to be not afraid of, like, breaking
bones.
Yeah,
I've broken a handful of bones.
Yeah, see, I never broke any bones.
No.
Yeah.
Probably better off.
Well, yeah, right.
I don't know. Seems like it.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's just like a less of a fear to throw yourself
off
a cliff.
Seinfeld said something about skateboarding kids because people were making fun of him a bunch back in the day, and he said that you don't have to worry about them. Like, they try something like 40 times in a row.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they hurt themselves, and they get up, and then they try it again. So
right.
They're very
benign. They'll be fine.
Yeah, they'll jump off a building, die on the street, and then one of their friends will grind on them.
Yeah. They'll start ollieing him.
Exactly.
And they're like, dude.
This is the cycle of life.
It's the circle of skate.
Yeah. Wheel.
It's so ridiculous. We were driving down the highway the other day, and I saw three skateboarders on the foundation of a burnt down barn.
Oh, dumb.
Like, just hanging out. Because it's rural Pennsylvania, and like that's the biggest piece of concrete right. in the whole town. You know what right. I mean?
Yeah.
I was just like, that was my childhood. That's hilarious. That was for sure my childhood.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you ever get into Jackass stuff? You
do Jackass we were stuff? Jackasses.
Oh, well, yeah. But like get in a shopping cart and smash yourself into...
We didn't hurt our bodies on purpose, but we okay. did stupid shit. We'd play car tag because we would...
I know car tag.
Yeah, you'd get okay. to... Yeah, that's small town shit, right? So so we'd sign out. You could sign out of school during study hall or lunch or whatever. Uh-huh. So you could leave school and we had cars.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
we okay. had great... city parks, really big ones.
Yeah.
And so we'd play hide and seek with our cars, and then you would okay. and then you would tag the Whoa. You'd have to tag the other person with your car. So you'd have, literally have to hit their car with your car.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So that like that's kind of jackassery, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Another fun one was to go to Walmart.
Yeah.
And put a shopping cart on the front of the car.
What do you
at
mean?
At the one end, you get to the one end of the parking lot, all the way as far as you could, and like backed up to the building. You know what
Rolling
I mean?
Right now.
And then you'd get a shopping cart and you'd line it right up on the license plate, pull it tight to the front bumper, and then get in and drive. And you could get the shopping cart up to like 65 miles an hour before the other end of the parking lot, and then you just jam on the brakes of the car.
That's amazing.
The shopping cart would hit the curb. And when it hit the curb, dude, it was like an ejection seat. It was just like, boom!
Yeah,
like
yeah.
a fucking rocket just spinning Whoa. Spinning end over end over yeah. end into the air. It was great.
That's amazing. Yeah, you're like a physicist.
Yeah, I mean, we were just figuring things out.
Yeah.
It was just innocent childhood stuff, not asshole fucking stuff, dope. That's for sure.
Yeah. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, girls don't do that shit. Girls, yeah. girls yeah, are way see, more boring.
Well, see, I think that's probably better for.
It's probably safer.
The species.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, there's probably some functionality to recklessness, but.
I think there's a reason that women bear the children. I think.
Yeah, safer.
Yeah,
keep,
yeah.
Keep them with that
for
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that yeah. one's stable.
Right. That has a better chance of surviving with that parent.
Yeah.
There's an Instagram video and it says why women live longer than men, and it's this little girl comes down like a tube slide,
yeah.
stops at the bottom, hops down, and walks away. And then a little boy comes out immediately after, like end over end, and yeah. flies like 6 feet out of the end of the slide yeah. and smashes Dude. Into the ground on his face.
Yeah,
it's true though. Like, you see it at such a young age. Like little yeah. boys are just terrorists.
They're fucking terrorists.
They are.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
nephew is insane, but my niece is like so petite and like. It's just, and they're not even raised like with genders. It's just that's just how they are.
We thought throwing rocks was how you hit on girls.
Yeah, no.
And you're like, dude, hit her with that rock. She'll have to look at you. You know what I mean?
It's an opening. It's an opening line. It breaks the ice, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Also bones, probably.
Yeah.
yeah. Running in terror. Like a scene from Godzilla.
That's so fucked up. She'll
like,
notice
you're like,
you.
Come
you
back,
better.
And you're throwing rocks at them, like actively it's throwing so rocks. Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
yeah. Little boys are stupid as hell.
Yeah. Yeah. There's just.
I'm probably stupid as hell right
time.
Now. I'll find out in 20 years, right?
Yeah. 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 Thank God this is recorded.
Yeah. Oh God.
For
yeah.
posterity.
I know. Unfortunately, we are immortalized.
Yes.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? The recorded history of like.
I think so.
We're in like the Uber phase of the beginning of recorded history, because recorded yeah. history was written down, which was caloric. You know, it sure. takes a lot of work to sure. write things down. But now everyone's their own fucking journalist.
Yeah,
bro,
it's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People have too many opinions, and there's too many ways to share them. Like opinions yeah. used to be yeah. like it took like you had to have a formed opinion and like have be knowledgeable. To be brave enough to like make a point in public, or do you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like you could just tweet off some dumb shit or like you read on an Onion article.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I feel like you used to have to sort of vet your opinions more, and now well, everybody feels like they're
there was this
yeah
there's this thing about an argument where you can either try to disprove the argument or you try to disprove the person. You know what I mean? And that's
yeah.
what and that's what a lot of it has ended up becoming is now instead of. Addressing your position, we now attack your character.
Right. Yeah. It's identity politics.
So we know this person untrustworthy
sure.
to start with.
For sure. Absolutely.
And I, in my opinion, that's because we no longer respect violence. Because it used to, I'm serious.
Wait, what do you mean?
Because it used to, no, it used to be that you, it, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Shit.
There were always idiots. There were always idiots that were violent for no reason. And I'm not saying,
but we used
I'm
to
not
be
saying,
able to duel people.
I'm not saying yeah. that that's fine. But what I am saying is there was a time where you had a code of conduct. And that code of conduct says this isn't personal, it's business. So that means you have to address the topic, not, you can't be like, well, you know, you're making eyes at your nephew or something, you know what I mean? And then disprove it. And at that point, I was like, oh, is that what you're going to say? Because now we're going to duel tomorrow, just like Logan was saying.
But they're kind of intertwined, right? Like, because, like, your how you conduct business was, like, akin to your moral character.
Yeah.
So it's how people saw you as a human being and essentially if your
someone,
politics.
If someone
and it's how, like, they figured out your personal fucking credit was if people could vouch for you, like individuals. Like if you were a good dude, you could get fucking credit. They would give you a house with a fucking mortgage. But now, we don't do it that way.
Well, just imagine, though, in the old days, if someone said something about you that wasn't illegal, because you haven't gone to prison for it, evidently. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you lost everything you had because of it. You'd challenge that person to a duel.
Yeah.
Or you would at least go to the local bar and beat the shit out of them. Right. And then you'd go back to the local bar every night afterward just so he couldn't go back to the local bar. You know what I mean? Like...
Yes.
And I'm not saying that's a glorious thing.
I know.
No. But what I am saying is that people had to... They wouldn't attack each other's character. Right.
You had respect for the physical...
Yeah. At the time, people... who knows? I wasn't even alive. I'm just imagining some bullshit, romancing the past.
I wonder how women fit into that equation, because women obviously can't physically overpower anyone.
Yeah, and that was the shitty part. That's probably why they got hit all the time.
Probably why women still get hit a lot.
Yeah. It probably is. Yeah.
Well, I think people were probably... Maybe more, that's the weird thing, like, were people more sensitive back in the day? Because you'd go, like, Sir Walter, you're...
That's what I mean, like, when somebody attacked your character...
less than breeding stuff.
Right, that's what I mean.
You're like, what the fuck?
You'd be like, this man disparaged me in a newspaper.
And
then there's a duel, and you're like, what?
Cast down on my character.
Yeah, right. He called me a daddy.
But there is something to the seriousness of it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be in that... I don't want to be in that situation.
Nobody does.
I'm going to go on a limb and say, I'm glad that is not how we operate today on a personal level, as a lady.
You know, it's better than shooting people in the street.
You find yourself, my opinion.
As someone who finds himself attacking people's character constantly, I would not like
that. I personally don't want that to be reciprocated.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, how about... BattleBots. I've been watching
BattleBots.
What is BattleBots?
I heard it was back. Actually, I'm glad you brought this up.
It's back. BattleBots. And it's fierce.
What is this? Is this old school?
It was really cool when I was in my early teens or whatever.
Yeah.
When I was 4 years old, I was still living back at the trailer, before we moved to where my parents live.
I can see this guy being into BattleBots.
Dude, little me was way into fucking BattleBots.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd be playing with my Legos.
Bigger
be
Logan,
late at
still
night.
Way into BattleBots.
I can't follow it. I don't have the time.
We
you know?
See that glimmer
but
in
I
your
would.
Eye.
Yeah, yeah.
When
I was younger, dude, 2 weeks ago, I was so about it.
But it was pretty sweet.
No, man.
BattleBots.
You never watched.
What is this?
It's a strategy thing. Basically, go ahead. You tell it.
Yeah,
is it robots battling?
I don't know.
It is.
A bunch of 42-year-olds.
Yeah.
Gather into
that haven't gotten laid in a decade.
Metal cage, and then they build these robots. Like
they look
these...
like Roombas a lot of times.
Yeah, they do.
Are they like in the movies where they have like swords and shit on them? And,
well,
like,
that's
saws?
The thing is sometimes, the practicality really sorts itself out. It's like when mixed martial arts came into fighting, people were like, okay, turns out that what is it? I don't know.
Jiu-jitsu?
No, jiu-jitsu is the best.
Like
I was trying to think.
Or whatever.
Yeah, it turns out.
All sorts of stuff, yeah.
Turns out kung fu is not really applicable. You know what I
mean? Yeah. No, it's
tai chi.
Like the big stupid
sword.
It
doesn't really actually work.
It doesn't translate.
Yeah.
If it's hitting like a metal Roomba, it doesn't do shit. So a lot of times they make these like fucking ramp things that they just wedge underneath of it and they flip it over. And
You got to know your opponent.
What is your
underbelly? And then they have a hammer.
It's a tournament.
Cred.
Just street cred.
Cred, fun.
Yeah.
In the robot industry.
And they're not allowed to have projectiles because otherwise there would just be fucking murder guns on
them. Yeah! I'd watch that show.
Flamethrowers.
Flamethrowers.
Are kind of
okay. Flamethrowers?
Yeah. And you can fry circuits and shit because flamethrowers only go like this far. It can't
what
hurt.
What kind of a dome is this in? Is it like fire retardant?
Like you know the Thunderdome from Mad Max? It's kind of like that, but for robots.
Okay.
It's a Roomba safe Thunderdome.
What if you just made one out of all fire resistant material and then it just drove around leaking huge amounts of gasoline?
Yeah!
And then it's finishing moves that lights up the entire arena.
That's
it's just
dope.
A fucking mushroom cloud.
Just
an arm with a middle finger just shoots up.
It's like asbestos middle finger just circling around in the middle. made out of space shuttle tiles that were retired.
I'm so into it.
I mean, yeah.
I think we just came up with a winning robot, bro.
Yeah. Listen, we got a winning robot. We've got our sitcom.
We got a winning sitcom. We got a winning robot.
We are going to be rolling in cash.
I can't wait till this time next year. Yeah. I tell you what, things are going to be done. All of it.
I don't know. It was just fun. It's just something to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
BattleBot?
Yeah, just like watch it or do it. I don't know. And it's so funny, like watching like the train, like the people that built their own BattleBots, and
because they get destroyed, them. Right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
Like this thing that you so love works so hard.
They're usually pretty repairable.
Oh really?
Yeah, they like get disabled essentially. Oh. You know what I mean?
It's like a wheel comes off, or like the central circuit board is fried.
It was fun. It's just a good way to like get some.
It would be funny
out,
though,
you know?
if they let you have finishing move, like and now 20 seconds for finishing time, and then you just got to go up and like, poof, poof, like beat the shit out of their robot until it like broke apart into pieces. Right.
Make it nothing.
Just have to, the guy just has to watch his robot get fucking.
Maybe if you got to keep like the parts after like a pink slip type race or some shit. I don't know.
Race for
dude,
pinks.
Speaking of keeping parts, this is so gross, guys. I'm sorry, but like, okay, so I got my IUD taken out. You guys know what that is?
Yeah. I've heard of them. That's that when it explodes your vagina, right?
Right, exactly. So you can't get pregnant, right?
That's an IED.
What'd they do with it?
Well, they took it out, whatever, normal, put a new one in. But as she was going to throw it away, it's like this big, she was like, oh, do you want to keep this for any reason?
Noice.
And I was like, ew, yeah?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I end up not. I was like, it's too gross. But like,
put it in the drawer.
I want it. Like,
you got to figure out something you can do with it.
I know.
You know how much you could sell that for?
I know. But I was also like,
cut your head out of all the photos.
It was like a routine.
Get onto one anonymous fucking auction site.
But you would think that they would just chuck it unless somebody specifically was like, I really want to keep that. Like, it was a routine question. She's like, do you want to keep this or no? And I was like,
that is weird.
Yeah. Who keeps it? Like, yeah, of course I do.
This is a nurse?
It was a nurse.
She's got a kink for sure. She's like, you want to keep
you
this?
Don't look
and
at
she's
pussy
like,
all day.
I'm going to tell the doctor you kept it. And then she puts it in her pocket.
It was like,
this girl's cashing in, dude.
Under her lab coat, there's
fucking
this goddamn thing.
She's out in the park just
she's
fucking.
She's on the black market.
Anybody want an IUD?
Anybody
want an IUD?
It won't work, but it smells neat.
Exactly.
She only sells them to men.
Exclusively. Exclusively. Guys in
like
suits,
a
usually.
Stress ball, I guess. Yeah. He was a stress ball. Or, why didn't you keep it?
I mean, because she took me so off guard. My first reaction was, I said, ew, kinda. And then she's like, well, I got to make a decision. You want it or not? And I was like, no, I guess not. Like, I don't know what I was going to do with it if I had it. I was like,
How long was it with you?
3 years.
3 years. That's you guys.
I know.
Like,
we bonded.
Okay, here's what you do with the next one.
You were symbiotic.
I know. She saved me from a lot of shit.
Put it in like a 3D, like put resin around it and make it talk.
Oh, there you go.
Yo.
A top would be cool.
What
dude.
If I put it in like a globe, like a snow globe?
Oh yeah. Okay.
Or a big dice.
Yeah.
So you could like play party games.
Right. I'm loving this, guys. I'm loving this.
Yeah, see, and now you don't even
Why
have
did
one.
You tell me this
it's
a gonna
take
ago.
Another 3 years
it's
before
be
you get this.
It's gonna be 7 years.
Oh my
seven.
God.
I know.
Right. 7 years can't come.
But anybody wants to rape me, I can't have babies for seven years. So.
Oh my God.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Well, I think it would just become like a tchotchke at some point.
Well, like the doctor said that she kept her. She's like, yeah, I'm a professional, so like I felt like I needed it. She's like, it's just been sitting in a box in my closet. I was like, I don't want to IUD.
Yeah, that's weird.
In a
That's
box
weird.
In my closet until I move out. Like, get out of here.
What we did was playful with the top and the
no,
fucking
yeah,
dice.
This lady just has it.
But you just have it in a, like a mementos
right.
box. It seems really sad. Like,
I was gonna gross people
it's
out.
It's
like,
I could have had
idea.
A family, but instead I have this. You know?
Oh, no.
It's fucked up.
It's interesting. Yeah, I don't. Is that normal? Do people get to keep their parts whenever
I didn't think so.
I have my braces and my stitches, I think, and
really
my
on the
retainer
practice.
Somewhere.
Okay.
Like some retainer places you're like, it, no, you can't have it because of biological hazard reasons. But other places are like, hey,
fucking
you like an eyeball?
Yeah.
You want an
eyeball?
Yeah, dude. I used to have pins in my hand. I wish I had those.
Mm.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
No, but they have to recycle those pins and give them to somebody else.
What the hell they do? There's titanium laying around.
No.
Stainless steel, or whatever the fuck it was.
They measure your hands, and there's other people out there with your exact hands.
Fuck that. So they make those pins once. They can make them twice.
Yeah. Wait, I'm confused.
He's saying they throw in an autoclave and start drilling them into their hands because they're cheapskates.
Oh. Is that true? Oh, okay.
All right. I thought it was fun. Well, you convinced me, honestly. I believed you. I believed you.
Why would they keep them? Why are they? I bet they melt them down and they reuse them.
I think they probably go into the trash if it's a biohazard, right? It's been inside someone's body. Say,
but if it was in your body, it wouldn't be a biohazard to you. But like maybe right. There are crazy people out there that's like, it needs to be back in me, and they swallow it. You know, I don't fucking know. But
I don't know. Yeah, waste like, not, what, what?
Why can't you not have it? You know, maybe some so guy nasty. Was trying to make a pipe bomb out of all the pins that were in his body one time.
So
I don't
know. It is possible to have like a bag full of hands. You know what I mean?
What do you? No,
like,
I don't.
Like. They go somewhere.
You're talking about all the hands that they constantly amputate.
They gotta amputate.
They constantly amputate.
I bet if you pretended you were like a biology teacher and you're like, hey, I need these hands for the school so that the students can look at hand bones. Yeah.
I always said that I would donate my body to science if they'd put my skeleton next to a life-size cardboard stand-up of me.
Ooh, that's cool. Dope.
Like in a classroom, like me with my arm around myself or something, you know what I mean?
Real skeletons freak me out because like, I think somebody. I'm like, that was a person. That was a human being.
Yeah.
I don't think I've
seen... That's what you are right now.
That's what freaks me out.
That's what you are right now.
I know, dude.
I don't know if I've seen a real skeleton.
Remember in like bio college, there was like an articulated
people
skeleton?
Yeah, man. At my doctor's office, they had a real human bone people skull.
That's crazy
dude.
And they're usually like really tiny because they get it from like foreign countries or some shit. Like,
oh no.
Yeah,
the foreign skeleton market is hot. I don't
know. Remember the bodies exhibit? Remember that one?
The one where the horses and stuff? Or is that different?
No, are you
talking about the place in Texas where they like watch how bodies decay? Are you talking about that?
No, that's pretty interesting. No, yeah. This was like an exhibit like 10 years ago.
The Museum of Bodies?
No, it was just like...
Was it traveling around?
It was traveling around.
Okay.
It was just like a series of human, dead people.
Yeah, yeah.
In various states.
They're still alive.
One guy just
It was all natural?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, was it smelly as all helly?
Ew.
They were in like preserved boxes them and shit. In various states, and you could see like...
Yeah, like vivisection.
It would be like a freaking iguana aquarium.
Right, but you wouldn't be able to look away. If you were there, you'd have to stare at it.
It's really compelling stuff.
Yeah,
It's not.
That wouldn't... Really?
I wouldn't go. Wouldn't go.
Really?
Wouldn't go.
I wouldn't go on my own, but if I was compelled to... I would.
I would go as a favor.
This is the first date we're going to the body exhibit.
But I would never choose to be like, let's go look at these decaying corpses.
I feel like it would be an experience, though.
Jesus Christ, man. Okay. If I want a decaying corpse, I'll get my
own. I bet it
would
be nice.
I will go to the cemetery.
I can wait.
With my shovel.
Yeah, right. I can wait.
I'm in no rush. When I went to Vegas, the first... I stayed in that like Disney hotel.
Okay. You
know, why?
On like weird Disney hotel. It looks like a
Disney Vegas.
Disney Castle. Vegas.
Oh, you're talking about the Excalibur?
Yeah, the Excalibur.
Yeah, I stayed there.
Makes sense. Yeah, the Sword and Stone, right?
First two floors were casino. Third floor was Chippendales, and the fourth floor was the bodies.
You're
exhibit.
Exactly right.
What?
The rest of the hotel.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, Vegas is a strange
You have to
place.
Almost go.
I was
almost,
there around the same
if
time.
If the hotel I was in had that, I'd be very tempted to go.
I mean, come on.
I literally just have to walk up the stairs.
If you don't want to look at it, you can puke and turn around.
I went when I was a kid. I went to see this bodies exhibit when I was a kid. It was
that's hardcore, bro.
It was just...
And you're normal.
So, I'm cool.
Yeah, I don't know if I want
to
go now.
I don't have a bag full of hands.
Yeah, man.
I've seen necklaces made of teeth. Those are kind of cool.
You've seen them?
Yeah. Well, not like in person, Kesha but like people, like famous people, like a lot of them. You know?
That's
Kesha. Cool. Kesha had
Kesha,
some.
There you go.
Of whose teeth?
Her fans. Her fans. Just
they would
her teeth.
Send her teeth?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know a drag queen that likes
and
to get
she
teeth.
Would do.
Huh.
And she did Etsy shit with them. She sewed them all together and made a necklace, man.
That is some...
It's kind of dope. It's kind of steampunk rock.
That's some real primal stuff going on there,
man. I like it,
man.
I'm fucking cool. You know.
If I got famous and somebody like sent me a necklace of their and their friend's teeth, I'd wear it.
That's like some
David
Koresh type stuff. You know what I mean? You got some followers.
Yeah.
You don't have fans.
You have
got
cult,
followers.
Right.
Yeah.
You have cult members.
Yeah. You got to build up like kind of a particular aesthetic.
Yeah. They're probably all cursed and like witchcraft and stuff. But
yeah.
Oh my god.
I don't know. Yeah. If I got sent, if one of the Reggies sent me, I don't know,
a molar.
A molar!
I can get tooth. I can get tooth.
I mean, that's dedication.
Yeah.
Reggie, send me your.
You're going to make a ring? Then you could punch people with it, and it would look like they bit them.
A molar ring.
See, I think like a tie clip, you know?
That'd be really interesting.
Stud earring.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Just the top of the molar.
What
cut
about
the, cuff cut the bottom
more teeth.
Oh, you need
put them in your mouth. More teeth.
Yeah. Just extra teeth.
Why are we beating around the bush?
Just have it implanted. Get a grill made of other people's teeth.
Dude, what if you got...
Washington.
Who needs veneers?
That's what George Washington
has. That's a power play. Yeah. You're like the world's coolest rapper if you've got like an iced out grill and then like there's veneers, but the veneers are actually the fronts of your fans' teeth.
So gross.
Yeah. Well, you'd wash them.
I wouldn't, but you might.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, I feel
appreciate the value if they get washed.
Right.
You know?
It's the plaque that really...
It's like recutting a diamond or something. You don't want to do that.
Well, what's cleaner than teeth? You know what
most
I mean?
Things.
You wash them.
Ivory, and that's why I say we get back to the old trades.
See, this is where we agree. Yeah, that's...
Ivory isn't a tooth, is it?
A
tooth?
Walruses have had it too good for too long. We can take some ivory
off
them.
You know what? You're right.
Fuck them.
And we can just hold them down and cut their teeth off.
Dude, moose, they have ivory teeth.
I guess it is. It's true. Our teeth are tusks in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I think tusks are teeth in a way.
They are.
But versus like vice, obviously, you know? True.
Hmm. Are they more teeth or more horn?
It's all made
because it comes out of their mouth.
It's all made from.
Yes.
No, but does the elephant come out of their mouth or does it come out of their cheeks?
Yeah, it comes out of their mouth. Yeah,
Yeah. So their lips go around it.
Yeah.
Isn't
it's a tooth then. It's got to be a tooth.
It is a tooth.
I'm gonna
walrus
tusk,
it's a tooth. It's all the same.
Moose, it's a tooth. You know,
not a horn.
Narwhal is the only thing where it's not a fucking tooth.
So why?
No.
Ooh,
deer
ivory
is
tusks
not a tooth.
Are actually massive teeth that protrude well beyond the mouths of elephants.
But deer don't have ivory in their antlers, dude. They have maybe in their teeth.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Ivory. Yeah, ivory is a tooth. So is my tooth ivory? Do I have ivory teeth?
I don't think so.
No, it's not. Our teeth isn't.
So ivory does not define teeth.
No, it doesn't.
No.
But ivory is a
type
of teeth.
All ivory is teeth. Not all teeth are ivory.
Exactly. Yeah. But when the Vikings came here, they just beat the shit out of walruses and took their faces and took their ivory from their mouths and made chess pieces and shit.
I mean, it sounds dope.
It's pretty dope, man. They made little handles for their swords and shit. I mean, fuck walruses. They're fat and lazy.
Fuck them.
I don't give a shit. Like, knock them over, man. Take their teeth.
They're like the wolves.
Leave a couple.
Sea.
You don't got to take all
their
teeth.
I feel like it's
teeth,
more elephants,
you know?
Right? I feel like elephants are this.
Yeah, but elephants are nice. They're smart.
They have way more.
I like
more ivory. They're bigger.
Yeah, well,
I know,
we
but
care
I
about
like
them.
Elephants
smart.
Are neat.
Yeah.
They
got those
trunks.
Yeah.
Like,
walruses?
Society's
walruses,
that.
Assholes. Fuck them. Really? We just should keep enough to live so that we can keep taking their
you heard
faces.
It here. Fuck walrus assholes.
They're dickheads.
Bold clan,
have you ever seen how they live? Like, they live like douchebags.
I think they just sun themselves until a shark kills them.
Yeah, and they murder each other and shit. And they have like harems.
They murder each
shit.
Other?
Oh, yeah, they're terrible.
Well, you can't
put, assholes.
Don't, let's not go throw harems under the bus, okay? But the murder,
Listen, I'm not about walruses. Fuck them.
Oh, they're just doing their thing. You know what I mean?
Listen, their thing cannot involve me. And I can take their faces for ivory. And
what the fuck? Why are you so aggressively opposed to walrus?
Do the lady walrus have tusks?
Well, you gotta know where you stand.
I want ivory chest pieces. I want ivory chest pieces.
Dude, this guy's got an ivory fetish. He's hearing this.
I don't know, man. I think that would be fun to live life as a walrus.
Well, go do that.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
I could, okay, we could show you up into like a
I am the walrus.
It's a dream.
No, you're more of the Eggman. That's true. You're not the walrus at all.
It's true.
You're the Eggman.
I'm just saying, like, they hang out on a beach.
A cold beach?
What's the difference between a walrus and a sea lion?
They flap.
Oh, sea lions are
around.
Like dogs. They're dope.
But what's the difference?
Whoa, what's the difference? Because it seems like
fat
sea lion and sea lion.
Walruses are giant, and they're closer to a pachyderm than a mammal, you know?
A pachyderm
is a mammal.
Wait, what does pachyderm mean?
Okay.
It's an elephant.
Yeah. I mean,
and the elephant is a mammal.
Okay. Is anything else
I mean,
a pachyderm though?
Yeah, elephants, hippos,
camels,
rhinos. No. It's like packy is skin.
Whoa. Let's not say that packy is the skin.
No, that's what I mean. No, it's the Greek Latin root word. It's the Greek Latin root word. God damn it.
I didn't sign up.
Jesus.
But I need a trigger warning in the beginning of this.
Fucking
podcast.
God damn it, man. It's a Greek Latin packy, root word.
Dermis. I get it.
Yeah.
Dermis being
like
the
a dermatologist.
Skin.
Yeah. And I think packy means thick. So packy, like thick skin.
Again,
thick
not
skin.
Condoning the message.
Thick skin. No. I'm just saying science shit. I didn't make it up. I'm just, God damn
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah, it's scientifically different.
Yeah, we get it.
I
we
know
get
what
it.
You mean.
But yeah, I think walruses would count as
walrus.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's like octopi, but there's no P in there, so I don't think you get walrus.
Well, I did.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you said you don't think I get walrus, and
I mean,
did.
Tomato, tomato. I'm not going to correct you.
It doesn't matter.
But
I think they've mastered laziness in a way that
yeah,
is
yeah, that's
like,
really admirable.
Yeah, but like, yeah.
They literally are not. They're not even start. They're fat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
not like it's.
They eat too much food.
It'd be one thing if they were lazy and it made them suffer, but
it's
they're
like
literally
Key West.
Hanging out on
yeah.
the beach, sunning, getting harems of babes.
No, they're
yeah.
just
I
afraid
mean,
of killer whales. That's
like
why they're on the
it's
beaches,
like
because they're afraid
Florida.
Of killer whales.
Well, fine. Don't go where people eat you. That's smart.
They're cowards. Fuck them. They hide up all the way up in the north.
Cowards.
Fucking sea cows.
Where you gotta be? Right. You know what I mean? I
you gotta be in the streets letting people know that you're a walrus and you give a shit about what people think
he's
about
you. He's saying
you,
he needs
man.
To slang them tusk. He's got, the walrus
slang
gotta be.
If you
want to
keep them, you gotta fight for them. They don't.
They gotta be aggro and get in there with the killer whales, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who I want.
Doesn't seem smart.
I don't
I'm
know.
Not gonna lie. They seem outgunned.
I'm or, saying, I appreciate.
They're both protected species. We're a neutral party to this. We can just film it, man.
Yeah.
What they need to do is start like a public campaign where we start to hunt the killer whales instead of the walrus for their
Ooh,
ivory. You know,
nice
like,
little
make
irony
killer
there.
Whale teeth like
okay.
the new piano teeth.
Killer
you know
whale
I mean?
Whale teeth are pretty wicked. So
yeah,
all right.
See, now if they were smart,
are
and
they
got,
ivory though?
I don't think so. They well, might.
Why
they
does
might
ivory,
be.
Why does everything have to be ivory?
Because
okay.
teeth rot.
Oh,
does ivory
what,
rot?
Is that what it is? Teeth rot?
Probably eventually.
Teeth can't. Teeth
everything
don't
decays.
Teeth don't rot.
Everything decays.
Teeth
dead,
don't.
Dead teeth?
No, they don't
they,
rot.
Do they not?
It takes a lot of time. And
if,
it will
not
turn
if they're
into
in a dry environment.
And it'll
if,
break
if you
down
wrap
like
any,
that.
If you wrap anything in soil for 100,000 years
yeah.
or whatever, it's going to rot. But if you take a deer's head, stuff it, throw it on your wall, those teeth are never going
to
rot.
Yeah, I mean, it'll take like an eon for that to happen.
Huh.
You know, what I mean,
so
like hundreds and hundreds of years.
Human teeth. And just
make necklaces.
Yeah, make necklaces.
And piano keys.
That's
I'm
what I'm
saying.
That
piano
too.
Keys.
Like
piano
you
keys.
Stack them together.
Yeah.
Stack them together.
They
you know?
They are called the teeth of a piano.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I can't see
my
no,
piano is
keys.
Ironic.
Yeah, no. Keys oh. are called the teeth of a piano.
Are they?
Yeah.
I think
I've heard
sense.
It before. I don't know if like everybody.
You think it would be a well? You don't take
like
them
it.
Out, but people lose their teeth all the time.
All the time.
Dude, I couldn't find mine the other day.
Yeah.
People just start
like
waking
keys.
Up without its like front tooth. You're like, what the fuck? You got a bag of them.
I wasted the whole morning
looking around
trying to find them.
Yeah. See where they were?
Huh.
Next to my toothbrush.
damn.
Fucking stupid. You know, I should have looked right away.
You idiot.
You set traps for yourself, and sometimes they don't work. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Same thing happened with my like face.
Yeah.
It's next to my glasses.
Yeah, you've lost face quite a few times.
Same thing on my eyes, yeah. Next to my glasses.
Lost face is a saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Loose
yeah,
face
yeah,
to
is,
lose
yeah,
face.
Yeah.
My soul? I lost my soul the other day?
It means to like...
Save face, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, but lose...
I don't think
opposite,
I've
the
never,
opposite side of the coin.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I've never just never heard it that way.
Yeah.
Lose face.
Yeah, because that's failing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
nobody
to have a loose face.
Loose face.
Have a
you
poker.
Loose face, motherfucker.
You want to have a poker face, and you want to shave it.
Yeah, a real tight poker face.
But you don't want a poker face until you've had like a nice couple dates.
Oh, I get it, because jokes.
Oh.
Come on, Logan.
Yeah,
keep
no,
up
I'm,
with
I'm
me.
Always a step behind, man. Shit.
No, it was a terrible joke. You're playing better off.
What?
I got it. Poker,
I
poke
it.
Her face.
With, like, my finger, right?
Not on the first date, but bump. Okay, well, the audience gets it, and we're going to move on.
This is just like an open mic. This is great.
It's just like an open mic.
Oh, heinous.
Shit. We all have an open mic tonight. Go to,
yeah.
I think. Well, sever Jared. Jared's got a couple of days before he's going to be back.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the timeline? Why is it seems so arbitrary? Is there like a reason?
Yeah, 2 weeks, I guess. I might as well be a good boy.
Yeah, 14 days, 2 weeks, whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Until I got the second shot. I don't know.
I see what you're saying. I got you. I was like, what is 2 weeks to do?
Might as well have lasted this long.
I got you.
And I don't, I also,
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
I'm bad at comedy at the moment.
Hey, everybody.
Human tube?
Good comics are bad at comedy.
Sometimes. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I just haven't.
Aaron, I love when medium to good comics. Or even bad comics are like, I don't really bomb. I don't bomb anymore. Yeah. I'm like, you don't?
Yeah,
because I saw your last three sets, and I promise you still experience. Do.
Yeah.
That's why when Corey asks people, he's always like, rate your set. And when people are like, it's a 9, and everybody watches it, like, that was not a 9. Yeah. That was not a 9.
Well, a lot of it is like delusion, you know, self-delusion.
It's delusions of grandeur, right? Because as a comic, you have to believe you're better than you are for like years.
Yeah.
Or else you're not going to get better. You have to be like, I'm the shit. I fucking rule.
Yeah.
I have the funniest jokes, even when you don't.
Because
you have to delude yourself or else you're just going to...
Yeah, everybody else is wrong.
Right. Well, it's like everybody else believes that they're the best, so if you don't believe you're the best, you're going to be falling behind.
You're screwed.
Already.
I try to find that's... If I make myself happy... with the things that I say, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I guess you try to be your own judge.
Yeah.
That's all you can do, which is doesn't lead to success often.
I think it's a fine line between like believing you're the shit and also being like self-aware.
Yeah.
Like there's a middle road there, but it's hard to really walk it.
Yeah.
It's a knife's edge.
You have to find a good avenue and commit, and that's tough to figure out what's good. I don't just mean like please other people, but please yourself.
No, 100%.
Yeah.
Just finding a vibe.
But it's also like even when you get better, because obviously if you are working at comedy consistently, you will get better. I don't think anybody's ever gotten worse by doing it more. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably not.
You pretty much always get better. Some people get better quicker than others, but you're kind of always on the way up. So like...
If your goal is to get better, like if that's
true.
Is your
that's
simple
true.
Goal to just get better at the art form.
Right,
you'll probably
I mean.
Get better. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So like when you're if you have that mindset, if you're like, "Oh, so how's your set?" and you're always like, "I'm an 8 and I'm going to you can't go anywhere cuz you think you're great already." You know what I mean? But if you're like, "Yeah, like as you get better, if you know that like you can work on this." I feel like your level of bombing versus killing changes as you get better.
Yeah.
Like what you used to consider killing is like now you're like, "Eh, it's okay." Whereas I feel like you also have to adjust your expectations for yourself.
I feel like those people who think that they're shit can retrospectively see themselves as not the shit, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Can you explain that a little more?
So if they think that they're
your
shit right now.
Change.
Yeah.
They can look back and say, well, I wasn't the shit then. So in those cases, mm-hmm. I think it's healthy as a horse because it really pushes them along.
Mm-hmm.
But for people who are just arrogant and just walk into things.
Right.
That they're totally unskilled at.
Right.
It's a little too much.
Right.
And that can't happen.
We're talking about, you know how Corey makes everybody rank their sets?
That's so funny.
When people are like 9, 8, 9, 10, and we're just like, okay.
Yeah.
Whereas you ask me, I'd be like 6, 6, 7, 8.
It's
six.
So funny that it's ridiculous to have a host come up after people's set and
it's
go,
so
okay,
good.
Audience members, what do you rate that set? Seriously,
so
1 out of 10. Nope, you right there in the red. What do you say?
That's amazing.
It's such a good
What
bit.
Do you think Aaron did tonight?
Yeah,
he does that. It's so funny. Oh, Corey. Corey's one of the best hosts, I think.
Corey's great.
Yeah,
Corey's just a good fucking comic.
Yeah, yeah. Don't let him hear that.
No, I won't. I would never.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't listen.
Blake has told me, he's like, obviously Blake loves Corey's comedy, and like as we all do. But he's like, I've told Corey before that I don't like some of his jokes. And Corey just doubles down. He's like, no, it's 11 out of 10. It's 11 out of 10.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, Corey, whatever.
He does do that. He does do that.
But it's so funny.
It
is. Because he's arrogant in a way, but like you know that he also is critical of himself.
Yeah.
He's not
he
arrogant
sure
in a way where you're he's doing better and better and better. He gets better because he's aware of himself.
Yeah.
And plus he just grew up shit talking and has a talent for it.
Yeah.
So good at it, dude. Yeah,
he's a real shit talker.
So good.
I've seen him say things that were so offensive to people that I would just put my head down and be like, I cannot believe this is happening. And then 2 minutes later, that person's laughing.
Yeah. Yes. You know what I mean? Yeah. He has that magical quality.
He just double triples down on the topic.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh my God.
It's great.
Yeah, it's authentic.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. I think you have to like be a shit talker. Like, I couldn't shit talk like he does. Nobody would buy it. You know what I mean? Like, you have to have that rooted in you.
Yeah, he does a good job of keeping it playful, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like people would either be like, oh, this, she's a fucking bitch, or the opposite, and they just like wouldn't buy what I was trying to sell. Whereas Corey, he has that cool...
Yeah, he can literally call her a bitch
and
to her
they'll
face,
know they mean it, and they'll still laugh.
And eventually he'll get it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
fuck that guy. He sucks.
Fuck it.
I mean, seriously. Hope he never comes back.
He's gonna be there tonight.
I know. He's the host tonight.
When are you trying to trip him up?
He was the guest on the last two episodes. So.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. So he's like, oh, Q's back. You son of a gun. You're not supposed to be. Well, this is the one table actually in the house he's allowed to be on top of.
He's a handsome boy. Fellow.
He is handsome.
Handsome.
I'm trying to think.
Don't let it go to your head, you son of a bitch.
He's a beautiful.
What's a female son of a pussy?
You
gonna let him drink your water?
Whoa,
gross, bro.
Whoa,
gross.
Whoa. He was just sniffing it.
Daughter of a bastard? Son of a bitch.
He's a son. But a bitch is a dog.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So he's a son of a puss.
I gotcha.
Right?
I'm just trying to think what
pussy
I've been
and
doing.
A Tom, right? That's
you're
cats.
Right. You are
pussy
correct.
And Tom.
Yeah. You are correct.
Yeah.
What do they call a male dog?
That's a good perro. Yeah. In Spanish, perro.
Perro.
Alpha? Bitchin'. Nah.
I believe perro. I don't know.
Yeah.
I asked a guy in Spanish, he goes, what's so, because perro is masculine, perro would be female, right?
Yeah.
I said, what if we call somebody perro? He goes, you don't want to do that.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. Don't call a person that. Bitch in Spanish is a little more weight to it, I guess.
Yeah. Mm. What is that? Puta?
That's puta.
Is that
no,
female
that's
dog?
That's whore.
That's whore. Is that whore?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You ever
this
get
is great
like
podcasting. It's so good.
I think
does anyone else know any other foreign cuss words?
I know cunt in German because I had a German roommate for a time.
Cunt in German?
Yeah, I was like, I only don't know one word. What's cunt? And it's futze.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
Did you remember, like, when you're in junior high, like, you could learn, like, a curse word in another language? You're like, this is so
it's
awesome.
It's the best. It's the best, dude.
This is so awesome.
It's so cool.
And you know what? It still works to this day, like, in radio and TV. Like people can get away with saying curse words, like, on live air as long as they say it in another language.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's funny, too. I like, on YouTube or, like, different shows and stuff, where they'll bleep out the word, but you hear the beginning and end, so you know what word it is.
Yes.
That kind of works.
I love that.
Yeah.
I used to do that to myself. I'd say you and souls or you know
right,
like, and then
right.
And then I would say that like in class and get myself in trouble obviously
right.
But like I never cursed and they're like you know what you did
yeah,
you stupid
right.
I'm like
that's
you.
One of the things my students would do and I'd be like
yeah
you clever bastard you got me
yeah
you got me
that's when I was a total jerk man I was a total
that's
jerk
that's how you get little lawyers. You know, it's real important.
That's exactly what it was. I would literally defend like my buddies after recess because the recess marm would have them like set aside from breaking the rules during recess.
Yeah, and you're like, this is bullshit.
And then I would
the
come and I would
targeting
yeah,
him.
And exactly. I would come up and run his defense system.
He
and
has ADHD,
for some reason Marlene
man.
Would actually
mitigating
argue with
circumstances.
Me. I don't know why Marlene would argue with me at all. She'd be like if I you, mean, you know, but she did. She would sit there and be like, you're wrong. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Can you imagine a fucking junior high kid argue? I don't know. You probably can, actually.
Yeah,
can.
How many people did you get off, Aaron?
I mean, I don't think that they ever went to the principal. You know what I mean?
You're the type of kid that I would like, but all the other teachers hate.
There's a couple teachers that like
those types of kids are really fun to me because I don't give a fuck. Like, if you're a little asshole, and if you're not like a piece of shit, if you're just like a little shithead, I'm cool. Like, we're good.
Yeah. There were a handful of teachers that liked me.
Yeah, exactly. You get like your English teachers.
All they had
teachers.
To do is not like try to challenge or degrade me, and we were always fine.
Right.
But if they did try to do that, then it was on.
Yeah, problems.
For
it
sure.
was on. That, I don't
for
know.
Sure. It's weird, too, because like I mean, I teach at a Catholic school now, but all of the teachers want to quell the rebellion. Like,
what rebellion?
So one kid got expelled because he was talking about like blowing up the school or something. I don't know. You know,
something simple.
Things we need to do when you're 13.
Easy, stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it was sad that they're like, good riddance. I'd only known him for a week. And I was like, what the fuck? Your teachers. And he's 13. But anyway, so he got expelled. And they all were doing, they were making a free tie campaign. It was just some stupid thing they were saying.
The kids were? Or
the kids' name was Ty, right? Nice. So they're like, free tie, free tie. And kids. I was like, oh my God, look at them activists. Yeah, like, look at them go. They're protesting. And everybody's like, no, we got to shut this down. Oh, I'm like, what do you mean? I want to make rebels. Like, I want these kids to make waves.
Let
in society.
Them learn how to.
Right. I think it's so cool. And I was like, whatever.
What happened?
Did Ty get out?
No, Ty got expelled.
Turns out he already was free. They expelled him.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Poor Ty.
Yeah.
It's just a weird attitude to have as an educator, like to want kids to conform. It's strange.
It's laziness. Like, is laziness. If you can build a pattern, it's easier for you to do a job for 20 years and then you get your retirement.
And there is a line, like, for sure there's like kids thrive within structure, but it's almost like you need a structure just to be able, like a foundation, right?
Yeah.
After that, you can get creative and play.
Right.
But like, so it doesn't work either way. I don't think it's all structure. It's what we're talking about, this type of school. Mm-hmm. It's not like kids are not going to authentically learn. Kids are not going to grow. They're not going to become free thinking individuals. If it's all crazy chaos, creativity, they have no sense of how to function in society.
Yeah. No.
So there has to be like, there has to be a basic structure, but you have to let them. You have to let them learn for themselves. Yeah. Telling kids does nothing. You have to let them experience it.
It's teaching them entirely with, like, the raw, like the stick instead of, like, giving them carrots to motivate them. Right. Like, you need to build up false walls for them to break through so that they can feel like what it is to, like, make their own decisions and be an adult, you know?
For sure.
But, like,
I hated high school. There are rules in this life, but...
Well, the
consequences. But it's also like picking your battles and seeing like, okay, what should we let them push the boundaries on? Because you have to figure that out in life too.
Right.
You have to know where to step and when not to. And
free tie is fun, and you know what? Ty's not getting back, so no one cares.
Right,
but
and
just
also
let it slide.
They're believing exactly, and it's not hurting anybody. It's not affecting the school at all.
Yeah,
it's literally kids with cramps. You know what I mean?
What did Ty do?
He was on a school bus, I guess, and he was just talking about like blowing up the school.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's going to be Miss Simler, and it's going to be this bitch, and like...
Oh, well, he got pretty specific.
Okay,
I bet you do a great job.
But I was also like, there's about six other students that I've met in the school that would probably say the same thing.
Reaches into his backpack, and you see this knife?
Oh, hey.
knife is for...
I'm sure I talked about blowing up the planet.
Blake said he had schematics. Told me he and his friend, wrote sense. Up. Like,
he's got an analytical mind, I believe.
I was like, you would, Blake.
He wears nothing but black to this day.
Yeah. Blake is so that school shooter.
I would always have the fantasy of me gaining powers, magical powers, like what Dragon Ball Z powers, where I just blow up cars in my mind,
right?
Blow up
totally
whatever.
Normal for a 17-year-old, super normal.
It's still sort of. No, I haven't done that in a while. I still. But, you know, you just pull up cars. You just kind of want to see what happens.
Yeah.
You
just want to do a Kamehameha wave. It's real simple.
Yeah, real simple. I
you just want to go, who's it? And then hit somebody.
Were you that kid like Naruto running through the class?
Was that badass Naruto running? No, I never did that. I would dream that I was, like, destruction really wasn't my bag ever. I was more like,
you were a creator.
Flying, like that. That's what I always wanted to do.
You wanted freedom.
I would always want to fly. Mm. Anybody else? You ever...
As a kid, I used to have dreams that I could fly down our stairs, which was pretty lame.
Yeah,
I could do was just the stairs.
The same.
I could get to the top, fly down.
Yeah.
Boom.
You
land.
Couldn't go up them.
Couldn't go up.
Just down.
Couldn't go up.
Almost like that's what the stairs are for.
Yeah, it was more like levitating and letting gravity do its work.
You just float.
Oh,
you could float
downstairs.
Yeah.
I like that.
So no,
you're like a weeble wobble.
Yeah.
You'll never fall. You'll wiggle, but you'll never wobble.
I thought I had flown when I was little.
Me too.
Oh, wow.
I was like, no, I've flown. And they were like, I don't think you have. And then I was like, oh, yeah, it's probably because dreams.
I guess it's... possible that you could is it possible that you could fly
that I flew down my stairs at night one time,
just no one has figured it out yet. Is that possible?
I mean, it's
oh,
possible.
Yeah, like the men who start
ghosts. Anything's possible, I guess, if you want to just imagineer things. Yeah,
I mean, yeah, like what's that, if you leave anything for millions and millions and millions of years,
yeah.
everything that could possibly happen will happen given enough time. So
I don't understand. Yeah, I don't know what the mechanisms of being able to fly would be.
Are you talking
be.
Like in terms of like magic, like Superman, I can fly, or like humans
Probably.
Evolving to physically have the capacity to fly like animals?
I guess so.
You said both yes to both of those things, and they're very different.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know. Wings? Would we need wings? Hollow bones?
We would need hollow bones.
We'd need way more than that.
Get rid of our bones. Give them to...
Right.
Give make them, houses.
You know what give them to the museum. Give them to the museum. To the body place.
Replace our bones with sticks or whatever. Sure. Right?
No, sure. I think the best thing would be like if we could figure out how to do telekinesis type shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like get like real big fucking brains and like...
So then you can like levitate yourself.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, but that's just Imagineering things.
Do you think birds seem happy?
I think they are.
Generally, yeah. They like, seem like assholes.
I think they are seem assholes. Pissed.
They're very primitive for the most part, I think.
Yeah.
Except, every time you see a bird.
There are some really smart birds, though. Yeah, damn it.
Dude, robins are kind of smart, I guess. They can, like,
no,
you can tell how smart
happiness.
Oh.
Like,
yeah, but that's.
For some reason, every time I see a bird, they all just look like a little pissed.
Off. Yeah, I think they are.
You're probably right. I think they are a little pissed.
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like that?
They're territorial, aren't they, for the most part?
Beady eyes and just like.
Yeah.
They'd be anxious.
Well, I mean,
anxious is the right word.
And parrots, they're always cussing. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Why do people get parrots for fun? They seem like
they outlive their owners.
Fucking pet.
Those things live to be like 70 years old. Who the fuck wants a pet that long?
Dude, and they shit in that cage and they smell bad and they go.
Birds freak me out.
Speak. What are you talking about? They can speak.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Dude.
It's the first animal husky. That can speak.
Yeah, get something that'll expire.
Humans? Dude, you can get a husky. Yeah. Huskies don't speak, dude.
Shit. No, they will not.
Like, they talk. They go. Rah, 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 rah.
That's not
true. Yeah, these are, you can teach
how
them.
Do they do it again?
You can make them learn different pitches of like the same sound.
And like, or you could give them that soundboard thing. So you get a husky.
That
and
is
give them the
that is cool.
Thing.
Yeah, they can do that stuff.
And so
they can
like,
do basic math too. Some of them.
Yeah.
Basic math.
Basic math. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm just surprised. Like, it's so funny that like. Parrots can speak language.
Ravens.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not language.
You could do
right?
a raven. You could get
it's
a raven.
Sounds. They don't have the function of like language.
That's what language is.
Yeah, what's the difference? When does it become
language?
They
is
understand
like,
what you want.
No. Language is like the mechanism and function of how words relate to each other.
Yeah.
Parrots just speak, right? Like they if you're like, hey, like what's your favorite color? They're not gonna be like, well, orange today. Like yellow yesterday.
So you're
like,
saying
it's
maybe they just
it's repetition, right? It's not like they're free thinking like
what,
responding to you.
I don't know. Maybe we just haven't asked the parrot.
No, but
who asked the parrot?
Like
that's literally like an argument right now, especially with those dogs with the soundboards. Like, are they just learning repetition, or are they actually gaining a grasp of conversation? And
what's
like,
the difference?
They bring,
what's
bring
the difference?
Yeah.
Well, it's like the. It's like the
really? I know
really
it, I know what 2+2 is because I've seen it done over and over again.
right. But it's
do
like
you
the
know
robot
what 2+2 is or yeah, is the Turing
test.
The Turing test. Yes, yeah. Logan knows what I mean. The Turing test where like if a computer if it's at the point where you can't even tell you're talking to a computer, if you can't even tell you're talking to an animal,
right.
It doesn't
is that
it's I mean, it passes the test, right? Like it's reached that ability. But you can always tell when you're talking to an animal that they are not
on the same level.
You can tell that they're an animal.
Right.
Yeah. You can
that's
tell they're
I mean.
Not a human.
Well, you're
yeah,
like, what's
I can
the difference?
Tell that.
It's language. It's not language if you can't understand the operation
no,
and function.
You know, if you
want
to make but, yourself but, the center of the universe, then it's not language. But if you want to
like,
say language is outside of humanity, then yes, it is language, I think.
Well, no,
but not like what
maybe
birds have
do.
Songs that are incredibly complex and they convey a message.
No, those, yeah, but I'm saying what parrots
do. Well, then
do.
They obviously can translate that thought. Oh, I shouldn't say that. I don't know. But I would think it's possible that they could make the connection that, oh, humans have songs and I can imitate their songs to communicate with them.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, they say cats learned how to meow so that, like, we would take care of them and shit.
Yes.
I mean, so, like...
I'm not talking about in terms of animals with each other. I'm
that's
talking about animals in terms
play
of humans.
Bass in high school.
That's right.
Well, there's always, like...
Some kind of evolutionary benefit of
it. Well, there always is a logical explanation for what we all do. Like
for behavior.
Imagine if we all died... In the 1700s, every human died in the 1700s.
Oh.
Dogs
have accents and like dogs like speak different fucking languages.
Yeah.
Like if a dog grew up in Mexico, it speaks fucking Spanish.
Yeah.
Like,
didn't cats adapt? I heard that cats adapted to meow because it sounds like babies crying.
Yes.
And they like get more attention
literally.
From humans.
Yeah. But I'm saying,
I mean, that's a theory that somebody has. It's completely unprovable.
Think about
that. That's the thing. No, I mean, people fucking argue to this day about all that. Like with the dogs or the soundboards, people were getting in heated debates. Like, some people are like, that is language. That's an example of them learning how to communicate with this. And other people are like, no, they just got trained. It's the same as sitting and fucking rolling over. It's no different.
Here's my point. Like, I think probably birds, like, humans aren't that interesting to say turtles to each other. They haven't said shit because we're not that interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it's the same thing. Do you ever have a boss?
And also to say that language has to be with deep philosophical thought is not like,
yeah, man.
Me want it's fuck.
Communication.
Me want eat. Me want eat and fuck. Yeah, you know, dude. Like those could be the whole language.
Well, for sure.
Also, I read a book and it was about
I'm just saying.
Me want eat and fuck. Yeah. Really?
That could be the whole language for most animals. Yeah, but they got a lot of ways to say it because they're very creative.
Yeah. No, but I read a Far Side comic when I was a kid. There's little cartoon books that would be in the bathroom when you're taking a shit. Yeah. You know, and like one was like, "Oh, we figured out what dogs are saying," and like all dogs are saying was, "Hey, hey, hey, hey," like that's their barks. But also,
lost it.
Yeah. I'll get it back.
We'll find out the next time. I'm just saying with the turtles thing. Like, have you ever had a boss? You ever worked a job?
It's turtles like, all the way down.
Yes, well, that is. But like, whenever you're having a conversation with your coworker, like, fuck the boss, fuck this job. And then the boss comes in, and boss goes like, "Everything good here? Keeping up to snuff or whatever bosses say." You go, "Mm-hmm."
Yeah. Yep. I remember my thing.
Turtles do that.
Well, the boss would go like, "He's fucking.
He's
dumb
on the ball.
Shit. People that I work for, they don't got nothing to say." Even though you're saying, like, we're just not hearing their fucking conversations.
We're not on a wavelength.
It's not necessarily probable.
Of course. But everything I've said in this whole entire hour
total bullshit. Do we consider, like, body language, like bees dance for each other? Is that language?
That's what I'm saying.
That's a form of, that's like sign language, right?
I mean, we talk about how human language is, like, only 30% of it is verbal. Like, right. We acknowledge that. That might just... Yeah, literally. Like, but that just might be like
I learned a lot from Will Smith.
It might just be pop bullshit fucking science, you know, like one of those idiot statistics that people rattle off.
Like
but,
the bottom of a fucking Snapple cap.
Yeah, you know? Right. Like, but, there's something there, you know, like
I thought you had something.
No, I do.
It is language. Dancing is language.
Yeah, and so so I read a book, and it was about like all the primitive vices that created the dude.
Sex
had
before dawn.
No. But like smoking and drink. Like we knew how we were drinking and consuming alcohol before we were actually Homo sapiens.
Well,
like,
there's like, deer and stuff that eat fermented fruit.
Yeah, but like
isn't the idea of like how people evolved kind of they had a bunch of mushrooms.
There's all kinds of ideas like this. But like our body like was built to not just metabolize alcohol, like because we could have evolved.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Our livers get fucked.
Our liver does, but we're able to consume a little bit of poison. That's fucking weird. Our body's
It's not.
It is.
We can absorb all kinds of little bit of poison. Dude, I can go drink a shot of bleach right now and be fine tomorrow.
No, but you can like the quantity of alcohol that you can drink versus
it's
bleach
the truth.
Is crazy.
We can drink all kinds of
poison. Could we try it?
Dude,
it's
you
still
can
poison.
Drink way more booze than you can bleach, man, before you die.
Not true, because the booze is 5% by volume. If you give me 5% bleach, 95% water, I bet you I can drink quite a bit of it. And I'm not saying that.
Let's test it.
I'm not saying that's a smart comparison.
It's like that movie Another Round.
Because it's not. Because poisons have different potencies. There can be things that are a milligram and kill you.
But we don't just die if we drink booze. And like we have a weird
But that's Douglas's point too. Is like we don't die if we most things.
Yeah,
but also, but we get intoxicated from it, and we don't have to.
That's the only thing.
It's weird.
The other thing you said is not exclusive.
Okay.
The thing
that's
said right now is exclusive.
But you didn't let me finish the point. You didn't. Not only are we able to tolerate it, but we get intoxicated from it, and that's like just a weird thing that was added. It's not necessary.
But that's with so many drugs we get like.
That's weird.
How do you know it's not necessary to process it?
It's not.
It's literally probably a physical
interference. Dude, Aaron, I'm just telling you about a fucking book I read, man. Jesus Christ.
And I'm asking you, bro, what's the science, man?
I'm telling you the theories that were put in the book. I didn't go into a deep dive. I just listened to the book.
Like, Aaron is going for you hard, dude.
Like, I don't know anything beyond that. Like, it's weird. It's weird that, like...
It's not that weird, dude.
It's
not that weird. The chemicals interact with other chemicals and cause a change.
That is pretty weird.
It's weird how our body...
It seems pretty inherent, even within innate things. Like, what do you want? Innate things, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but it can't be normal to us, but if you really stop...
Okay, but like life and biology is itself weird. Okay, all right. This is a pretty normal function.
You introduce bleach to a shirt and it changes it.
All right. Okay, going back to the language thing.
I'm just saying, like...
Okay, going back to the language thing, in the same book, like, when... Like it was one thing to like write down symbols and like have cave paintings, but eventually people like language evolved to the point where you had compound insults
before even physical writing was a thing, before hieroglyphics and all calligraphy, like it was oral tradition. Verbal language.
Yeah,
before
and so like
got written, yeah.
Yeah. And I assume before that point it was physical language, right? Like to convey meaning.
So like
dancing,
like,
yeah.
People. I mean, in general, before like we had the capacity to whatever. Like, I'm sure we were just like,
but like
we had
a sign language.
We did
I'm sure
some tongue dancing after we that.
But so like shit talking. It's like the modern version of like growling. It's like, hey,
I like that.
No, and like so it like establishes like, hey, there's a line in the sand here, like. Don't fuck with me. We might have physical problems, but I don't want to have physical problems. I'm showing my teeth, but instead I'm calling you a fucking ass.
Right.
You know?
Similarly, and like,
this circles all back to what I was saying.
Yeah, no.
It really does. How we don't respect violence anymore. I'm serious.
Okay.
Because that's exactly what it is. It's showing your teeth. And now it's
better than murdering
it's
each other.
It's no longer showing your teeth.
Yeah.
So there is no threat in being a total, like,
no, until people just pop off and shoot up a school.
You know what I disagree? And you know what? I think it's... historically, right, when it comes to like violence or aggression, right, men present that in a physical capacity, usually fighting with their fists, whatever. Women go towards shunning or exclusion,
like a social
typically
level.
Societal, and that's shaming. How society is going. It's become less physical, and it's going. So I think that's why women are more. I'm like, I'd rather not go to the physical aspect.
Yeah,
I would lose.
Well,
I can do some shit talk. Let's stay there.
Well, and that's did you know that the testosterone levels in the United States have dropped drastically in the last 20 years?
I believe it.
And I mean that's so parallel. So parallel.
Yeah, for sure.
Like
we're just
less masculine.
Types of factors that factor into that and all that shit. But for sure.
Well, I mean that would happen in different like periods throughout like civilization.
Yeah,
like
less masculine.
The
periods.
French got to a point where they were less masculine and they used to have like the greatest land army on earth. And now they're known for like surrendering and shit. The Romans, same fucking thing. Like they got to the point where most of their empires were like they came from Gaul and Germania and
the
fucking
Gaul
Africa.
And those guys.
I think
and
the
shit.
French are now known for their crazy fries.
They're crazy fries.
Crazy fries.
Yeah, these are freedom fries.
You mean freedom fries? Yeah.
That's what I'm most familiar with.
I don't need no French fries.
But
I derailed it.
Like I'll get back to it. But every language like that ever has like an example of like a compound insult. Like they used to call people wind fuckers in Sumeria.
Wind fucker.
Like and they would like come up with an insult. Like you're so fucking. Like shitty and smelly that like if I put you in a body of water you would foul the water. If I put you on my crops the crops would spoil. Like,
they did once removed.
Yeah.
Ooh. Rather than saying you smell, you say you smell like a bog.
No, and
in
so that's
July
like an those are steps getting closer to not just like a culture but a society.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't know if this is like an exact parallel, but it's not just something I just thought of in terms of like cancel culture, right? And how that works, and it has a lot to do with the internet and just everybody mobbing and being like, this is a bad thing, identity politics, like we're talking about.
What is people without a voice have one?
Sure, exactly. Yeah. Right, but it's this idea that like we are instead of if somebody says a racist joke, whatever, and you have a problem with it, fight it out, whatever. Back in the day,
I'm fighting words.
Right after that, it's done. It's over. Yeah. Nobody's thinking about it. Somebody wins, somebody loses. It's over with. Right.
Right.
Whereas now, it's like it's dragged out.
They'd
because
all
it's,
be on board
it's
with
social
the racist joke.
You're just packing on passive aggressive counterpegs.
Sure,
and the
but like in any
capacity, just waiting to
blow. But now it's like a socio like
it becomes everybody's.
It's all happening in the public square.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah. So
it's a tooth.
I think you could just there's more examples of history that you can look to where it compounds. You can go from 0 to 100. You know, it's like we're living in a time where we can almost tell the future constantly.
No, that's not true at all.
Not the future, but potential futures.
Yeah.
We're going through a time where we're equally arrogant as we always have been as a human race.
Well, maybe. Or we're living.
Do you think
we
can see the future, or do you think it's just because the technology we're using these days is advancing so rapidly? Because the half-life on computers and shit
is
just so quick.
It's just communication is enhancing.
No, but
every time communication becomes exponential, there becomes a struggle and a confusion with
society. Okay. The difference between what we used to do is we used to go to like oracles of Delphi, and we're like, "Hey, man, should I fight this goddamn war?" And they're like, "Well, I'm going to look at what the ravens do.
Right.
And if the ravens scatter when I walk outside, no. And if they do, then yeah." Like they used to do shit stupidly. No. Let me finish. Like, so they would get to a point where like they would just blindly trust in like religious deities. Now we can actually do math and calculations.
Yeah,
you can say like, "Oh, humans made these things. There is fault to them." But like, we're actually like, literally, we're not cutting open goats and looking at their intestines to figure out how a goddamn battle's going to play out. That's how we used to do it.
The goats are made out of numbers. We're doing it. The goats are made out of
numbers.
Numbers
is how we made the pyramids, man. Like, numbers is how we got to the fucking moon. Like, numbers are valid.
Yeah, I know, but we cut open capitalism or we cut open socialism, and then we use all the numbers we find inside to make whatever point we want.
But it's a little bit better. It's a little bit better, just like how antibiotics clean people better than just fucking spitting in them and be like, "Rub some dirt in it." Like, it's a little bit better than what we used to have. We're not as equally ignorant as we used to be because there's more people looking at the problems.
I didn't say ignorant, I said arrogant.
Oh, yeah, we're totally, we are totally equally arrogant.
That's so funny. Yeah, then he was just like, "Oh, yeah, never mind."
No,
it's okay, I take that back.
I, no, you know, like, we're arrogant for sure.
They go hand in hand, I guess.
But like,
I think it's every generation thinks they're better than
of course, next. I think we can all agree, of course, 500 years from now, we're going to look back and say, "Those guys were morons."
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just no way. There's just no way that doesn't happen.
For sure.
Right.
Well, unless like some kind of apocalyptic
society,
situation
right?
happens.
Is to grow.
Like,
yeah.
Well, that's how it has been since fall of the Roman Empire.
I mean, look at even capitalism. Goals in capitalism isn't just to stay stagnant; it's to always grow. That's society as a
growth and progression and like better quality of life. I guess used to be the idea behind capitalism.
It's the pursuit of happiness, as they wrote it
in the Constitution. Yeah.
But, John Locke.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, and Lost. So, like, that's the idea. Mm-hmm. That's the fucking idea.
Lost. It's a guy in Lost.
Oh, yeah, he is, but he was named after
the guy.
History guy.
No, it's the same guy.
Probably.
No, in that show, dude.
I like that.
That show
like
got
that.
So fucking stupid. I loved it. Like, the first 4 seasons were on it, and then, like, they just dropped off.
I never got into it.
It's one of those series where it was literally written, and then it became a success, and they're like, "We need to write 4 more."
Right, we're like, we gotta go. And they already went so far. It's like, how much fucking crazier can you make it?
I'll be right back. I'm taking a leak.
Get it, baby. Yeah. Get it.
Lost was a good show, though.
What, Lost? I hate. I used to love it. I shouldn't say I hate it. I tried to watch. I watched like 6 episodes.
You can't watch it now. You have to watch it like 15 years ago.
Yeah, I agree. If I was on board like with a group of people who were watching it, then it was like destination TV. That's what they called it.
Yeah. So you go around the water cooler.
That's right. You talk about it.
Yeah. See, and your little your cups, your little.
Watching it now, you can do the same thing, but just make fun of it. That's fun too.
I don't know the show. You guys would know better than I do. But I tried to watch it, and I couldn't follow.
In the old days, everybody would have a water cooler.
Okay.
In every room.
Wait, now, did the water start out warm?
Well, that's the beauty of the water cooler.
Or was it?
Okay.
There were 2 knobs. There were actually 3 knobs, depending on how fancy of your office was.
Because I can imagine hot and cold, but this center knob, it's got me spinning.
That's got me on one, baby.
See, that might be your speed. Because blue was cold, red was hot water, and then the middle was what we'd call lukewarm water.
Okay.
You know? And you'd gather around, you'd watch Lost, and then
with your cooled water.
With your cooled water.
No, after that, you would have your cooled water.
Yes, yes.
After?
That was your communion.
Maybe that was my problem. I was thinking it during.
That's what was interesting about the early 2000s. Every home had a water cooler as well.
We actually do have a water cooler in the house I grew up in. So.
Do you really?
Of course you did. Every house did.
Because we had, I don't know, thoughts about water.
What? What do you mean?
Well, okay, and I don't know what the whole thought process is, but I can say throughout my life, when I was a little kid, we had well water the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Like pumped straight out of the ground.
Yeah.
And I'd never had any cavities. And then my dad started working for this doctor, and he was telling him about water and like all the chemicals in Iowa because it's fields and pesticides. And so we started drinking bottled water. But then I started getting cavities after that.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Because, and the dentist, and who knows, he could have been a quack. But he was like, eh, probably because of all the minerals and stuff in the well water, you know, because it was straight out of the
like it's good for you. Earth. Yeah, and it was then good. He took it away.
It was good for.
But didn't he say to not do it because there's chemicals in it?
Well, this is two different people.
Oh.
One's a dentist and one's a doctor my dad worked for, and that doctor was very paranoid of Iowa's water, which is probably fair because there's plenty of pesticides being used in the state.
Yeah,
but theoretically, they say that all that stuff's filtered out in the sand as it settles down into the water table.
Well, it would be. It would be if it's just like surface level pesticides.
But if water can get down there, why can't chemicals?
Because get they're rid bigger of your than teeth, water, bro.
You think so?
I know so.
All right, good.
Yeah. I've got a question for you guys. All right, so it's a two-part question. So if you're stranded on an island, okay, and you can bring, okay, A, by yourself, how long do you last by yourself? B, if you can bring two comics with you,
oh, geez.
Who would you bring?
Fuck.
Oh my god!
Because I'm asking this because I think you would do very well on an island.
I don't know because as soon as you say that, I'm like, well, what does the island have available? I don't know how long I can last.
Let's say you're on Gilligan's Island.
If there's fucking
on Gilligan's Island,
yeah.
If there's freaking walruses everywhere, I'm gonna live forever.
There are evil like Indians that are trying to hunt you.
Oh, cool. Okay. See now so that
it's like Neverland then.
I mean, my realistic thought process is that one man doesn't last against many.
But no, you can bring two allies with you, two comedians.
And they're supposed to help me survive?
Theoretically.
It could be every
comic relief to your death.
Right.
Who you bringing, Kaylee? Who you bringing? Did you think about this?
Do you have your own roster?
Oh, I have.
Give us a for example or instance.
Okay, let me think. Okay.
You're on an island. First of all, let's give a little picture of the island.
Honestly, you might be one of them. I might bring you.
I like that. Is there meat on the island?
Yeah, there's like food sources you can.
And
fish.
We don't have to eat people.
There's wild boar?
No. Okay. There's like small game. There's like fish. There's plenty
wild
of
boar?
Like fruit and stuff you can berries you can
what,
pick.
What about okay, wild we're boar? Set. We're set.
Maybe like
I'm on.
Maybe a two one or two stray wild.
So all could, I have to do is fight the bad guys.
Right.
Or the good guys in this case. We're the bad guys technically in this case.
You have to survive
the invaders.
Okay. You have to fashion a radio.
I mean, we're American, so we're obviously the good guys.
Oh,
but still.
Gee, you gotta fashion a radio.
You gotta be like the professor. You gotta fashion a radio out of like twigs and fucking branches.
No,
shit.
We just have to survive until we kill all the natives, and then we just
America is formed.
That's right.
I think my answer.
Set the island on fire. They'll find us.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who I'd bring.
I'd bring. All right, number one would be, I think Alex Coyne.
That's a really good answer.
I think
it's actually pretty good.
That's a pretty good answer.
Because a lot of it
he would find the ayahuasca for sure.
And
that's,
he's an arborist.
I think he'd be like,
good point.
Dude, I can make a, have you seen
But then you
coconuts?
Have to hang out with Alex Coyne the entire time you're on an
island.
As long as he's got the didge, I'm down.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he'd make a didge out of coconuts and be like, you could smoke the husk, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
See some plainer shit.
He'd make like a bong out of the didgeridoo.
And then, Michael Winslow?
I don't know who that is.
He's
that sounds like a character
Police
of Family
Academy.
Matters.
I was going to say.
Oh. Yeah, he's that guy from Police
Academy.
Can
we recruit any comedian?
Yeah,
I'm not going to recruit Eddie Murphy.
I agree with you.
Because Michael Winslow.
You said comedian, and that's
okay,
anyway.
Okay, how about we
Michael
do normal
Winslow could do bird
Pittsburgh
noises
comedians, and then we all-star comedians.
Okay.
We do
Here's the thing, I don't think many all-star
comedians. No, you get one all-star.
Bill Burr, if I'm picking all-star.
You get one all-star. And you get two Pittsburghers.
Okay, oh, that's great. That's a great compromise.
Yeah.
Bill Burr would be pretty good because he'd like...
Bob Newhart.
You'd last
in
a
his
while.
Current condition.
You could use him as a raft.
I would bring somebody who's really
Coffins good... Coffins are airtight, baby.
Who's really good at doing the elements and stuff. And
dude,
then I would bring a girl
bit.
Who's way hotter than me dude. So that she's the one that would get attacked.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's what
that's
I would
funny.
Do.
Yeah, that's
smart.
I'd, like,
I like your odds there.
Yeah.
Looking
yeah.
out for old number one.
Yep.
See, I'm not thinking about repopulation. I'm not living on this island for too long.
You
want to
get off this island.
Yeah. You know who the last person I'd bring is? Skywalker. Could you imagine his impressions for 3 months straight? I don't know. I would kill myself. And I love Sky, but I would kill myself.
I was thinking, like, Sky, he actually can hunt. He does archery shit.
No, I feel like he's like a pretty boy.
No, he'd
like
be very practical about a lot of stuff, but
yeah.
But he would definitely be telling you a story the whole time.
He wouldn't, right, and he wouldn't really know what he was doing. He'd just be like, all right, this is what we got to do. And I'd be like, well, you don't know. Like,
His name is Skywalker.
I know.
All right. Know. So I'm bringing Jared Helfer. Obviously.
You're bringing Jared. Okay. Oh,
so obviously. Yes. We got to eat somebody.
eat and fuck something.
No, there's plenty of walrus. We've already determined that. We've already determined there's plenty of walrus meat.
Oh, wait, who else? Who's your second?
Pittsburgh comics. Jesus Christ.
I feel like I do okay on a desert island. I don't think it's that hard.
That's what I'm saying. As long as there's not killer people out there, no big deal.
And there are killer people, though, I guess.
Actually, yeah. That's the big problem. It's like Walking Dead.
Yeah.
There's the killer people out there. Are their heads soft like zombies?
No. Damn, they just got normal.
Regular people?
Polynesian skulls.
Okay, so I think if I'm on an island, I would bring you, because you know how to do handy men
yep,
stuff.
Yep, I could square something
and
up.
And I think I would bring Blake, because Blake's been homeless. Like, he knows, he just has street smarts.
Yeah, but Blake might murder you.
Yeah, that is the...
I don't know. I think Blake would murder you before me is the thing, because I have a vagina.
Well, right, but then he'll murder you second.
Not if I murder him first, bitch. If he murders you, then I know he's a murderer. Then I'll murder him before anybody else.
It's true. It's that, you know, competition. You know what I mean? You know, you're both sleeping with one.
What do men want more, pussy or food? I would probably say pussy, right?
But if they can't have the second one.
Well,
It can function as two. It's two in one.
Probably food. You know what I mean?
Hello? Go down on me. Like,
oh, gross. Yeah, you haven't got to get rid of some...
Who's the all-star?
IEDs
or
whatever.
Oh,
I
want to go with that.
Also, oh yeah, who's also, your? Who's
yeah,
your...
do you have your IED?
Yeah, for that's 7 years, it'll go bad.
Okay,
your one luxury item is an IED.
Here's the
top.
I feel like that's most famous treat. Comedians are like glamour people. Like they're not hardened. They're not
Joe Rogan
ready to.
With a bow.
Rogan, of course it's Rogan. Of course it's Rogan.
That's too practical. I still go with Bob Newhart.
I'd probably go Bill Burr, just because Bill Burr would make me.
I don't need to hear Rogan's takes on cancel culture.
He could build a helicopter.
I think Rogan's the best.
That's just as annoying as any conversation.
But I don't want to pick him.
He'd hunt, sure, but most of the time it'd be like,
no,
trans.
Kyle Kinane looks like.
Can you believe trans athletes?
And what's he gonna?
Yeah, I can believe trans athletes.
What's he gonna say that we haven't heard?
There's more important stuff on this deserted island.
You let him live like up on the mountains in the cliff on the island, and you're like, Joe, you hunt for us and you bring food, and then you come down and you can tell us you're crazy.
What are you
bullshit.
Talking about? What are you talking about? You let him. He lets you do
right.
stuff.
Oh, I guess.
He lets you do stuff, bro.
Yeah, but I
you let him gather your food for
you,
and then
like,
after
hey,
he's done
hey,
cooking it,
hey, we
you
know.
Pat him on the head.
We know you don't like hanging out with strangers, Joe, so you can just hang out.
But
up
see,
on
I
the
wouldn't
mountain.
Pick Joe for the same reason I wouldn't pick Sky. It's just like after 2 days, I'd be like, boy, I swear to God.
I'm real tired.
Doug Stanhope, right?
Ooh. Ooh. Eddie Pepitone.
He'd be able to complain about everything that was happening in a way that you were happy about.
That's true.
That's
wouldn't
fair.
That make
that's
it?
Valuable.
Yeah, that's very valuable in a situation that sucks. Yeah. Fucking know. Coconuts, why do they grow at the top of the tree?
I'm just thinking.
I don't know.
They could grow on the ground.
They could grow at the bottom. They're going to fall there anyway. Stupid ass coconut. Sorry.
All right.
I feel like we should wrap this up because you do have to go to a place.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
What time is it? Oh, it is 7:45.
It's getting
whoa,
there.
It's 7:45 on whatever day you're listening. Yeah. no, I'm joking. All right, guys. Any plugs? Anything?
Mm. No. Ooh, you know. I'm on
IEDs,
social media.
Pugs.
IUDs plugged. Plugged. My whole plugged.
7 year plugged.
7 year
plugged. I have a 7 year schedule here. I'm going to run through it real quick. Not pregnant. Sorry.
They tell you though, they say it in like when you're getting it, they're like, the odds of you getting pregnant, less than 1 in 100 women get pregnant the first year they have this. I'm like, you mean it's a 1% chance?
I'm
That's
telling
not
you this.
Good enough.
Let me tell you this horror. Let me tell you this horror good story. Whatever. My nephew was born. Well,
don't tell
she
me
had,
this.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that.
She had an IUD, and not only that, but then after the pregnancy takes, they have to remove the IUD for the pregnancy.
It'll dent the baby's head.
For the pregnancy, and the doctor was like, there's like a 40% chance that the baby will die just when I remove this. Kid's still here. So you can beat all those odds too, baby.
I don't want to.
You too could have a miracle
if they
child.
Were like, all right, it's going to be 40% chance the kid dies, but like, can you make it 100? Can you? Yeah. What are the chances? Yeah, yeah.
You know, just
you get in. But like, but
just go to town.
Is there any way you could drink the night before? Like, no. Yeah. Anyway, okay. I interrupted.
No, what was it? Oh, social media. KayleeAnn13. KayleyAnn13.
KayleyAnn13. Because that's a lucky number.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Not no, it's not. It's yeah,
it is. No, it's my
Friday
number.
The 13th. Everyone has good luck on that day.
Birthday,
famously,
like
famously a good luck.
It was my
day.
Soccer number.
Logan, anything?
All right, I got an open mic in Elwood.
Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah.
At the Second Ward Sanctuary. I don't know when we're gonna have the next one, but I'll post about it if you're a comic and you're listening.
It'll be probably early June. Early June.
I don't listen to these fucking things. I mean, I do sometimes, but like, I don't know how many people do.
Don't apologize for.
Like, I listen to them sometimes. Like, when I'm bored and I'm bummed out, I'd be like, oh, like during COVID.
So in
when
June,
I'm depressed, yeah. I listen to.
So
them.
In June, yeah. We can be in Elmwood City and see some comedy.
Yeah. I think what's the date right now?
It's May. Today's May.
Yeah.
And it will be
yeah.
June.
I don't have a plan. I guess on YouTube I have posted video says LJM and then with 7 7s, like capital letters.
Seven.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4,
the
five.
Number
six,
seven.
Yeah, sevens. Like
also available on PlayStation Network. LJM with
if you
seven,
play video games.
Seven. Play some video games. Yeah. Reggie's, get out there.
Yeah, dude. Logan Mihalko on all my shit. LOGAN_MIHALKO. Yeah. I don't talk a lot. I'm shy.
For a second, I thought I heard you starting the word Blogan.
No.
And I was like, don't get it. That.
Anyway. But yeah.
That was his high school nickname.
Yeah.
Old Blogan. You got it.
Blow.
Jared, coming out to comedy in June.
Yeah, in a week or two. I'm going to hit it up. I've done my penance.
You due diligence.
Yeah.
You asked for protection, and you did your you did your time, and
I did my best. Going back to it, and
Lord
then,
Trump sent you a vaccine.
That's right. Warp speed.
Warp speed.
Operation warp speed.
Warp speed. I did it for you, Jared. It was all for you. And then
possibly the greatest vaccine.
That movie Another Round was good.
That was a good plug. I like that one.
Yeah. And then James Acaster's new special, like,
who's James Acaster?
He's a British comedian. It's called Cold Lasagna Hate Myself 1999.
Oh, I dig that.
Really good.
Cold Lasagna Hate Myself 1999.
It's really
rolls
good.
Off the
great
tongue.
Title. That really is.
And I'm telling you, turtles are speaking to each other.
I bet.
Listen.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it's, hey, you want a hook? And
I'm not saying it's that interesting.
But I agree. I mean, you got to respect their straightforward nature.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're not going to catch a turtle walking backwards.
Oh, turtles also live too fucking long.
My
fuck
analogy.
Yeah,
let's kill more turtles.
Fuck you, turtles.
God damn. It's nice having fun loving folks. You know what I mean? This podcast is a great opportunity. And you know, this is actually the reason I started podcasting. The reason I started podcasting was to have an opportunity to sit down with a bunch of people and try not to be afraid of saying shit. Right? Having fun. And wasn't that fun? Let's see here. What did we talk about? Oh, today a little bit. We talked about my punk rock days. My skate punk days. So I thought today's featured artist would be from that era. Now, I don't know if you guys remember. We also talked a little bit about Tony Hawk, the video game. Tony Hawk, the video game, like, not only revolutionized video games, but it revolutionized film, I think. Someone who's smarter than me would have to look it up. But to my knowledge, prior to Tony Hawk, which had a bunch of punk rock bands who were willing to take a risk with their content, I guess. But Tony Hawk was the first video game that had its own real soundtrack. I'm talking kick-ass hits from the day for the people who would buy the game. At this, like, when this happened, I don't know if it was frowned upon or whatever, but I can tell you what did happen right afterwards. All those bands started selling loads of albums. All right? I mean, loads of albums. And after that, every video game, real songs. And the movies, instead of having to buy the rights to songs, started optioning the right to be in their movie. They'd say, hey, it'd be really good for you if you let us put your song in our movie. Real power change. You know what I mean? But at the same time, the artist was making, well, I don't know, probably a record company, let's be honest. But now with the internet, less artists have record companies. Point being is, it was definitely a power change. And today's featured artist is from 1998. The song is Superman. The band is Goldfinger. It was on Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1, which, by the way, I got the demo game for. That was right. It was just two levels with Tony Hawk as one skater, Kareem Campbell as the other. I got it from Pizza Hut for ordering a large pizza. Played it on a PlayStation 1. I mean, I'm talking staying up into the middle of the night playing the demo for a game. A true revolutionary game, a song from the soundtrack, Superman by Goldfinger off their 1998 hit album, Hang Ups. Like the phone, Hang Ups. The song is Sunny as They Get. Let's have some fun and go skate, bros.
Skater died, dude.